Premier Stephen Miles is making a bid for the Bowser in his next cost of living relief announcement. If re-elected in October, he's vowed to open state-owned fuel stations and ban other fuel giants from hiking prices by more than 5 cents a litre per day. A team of UniSC researchers are collecting data this whale-watching season, which they hope will help them understand the impact whale sounds or vocalisations have on visitors. Sustainable tourism expert Dr. Vicky Schaefer says they're conducting an experiment looking at the impact of the soundscapes on people's experiences and emotional responses.
We have three different conditions. We've got natural soundscape, we've got a recording of humpback whale songs, and we have a hydrophone that we're placing over the side. And we're randomly running one of those each time we go out to engage the guests in that experience.
We're told results so far indicate that listening to whale sounds made visitors feel emotionally connected with the environment. Data collected over the past 3 years will be analysed for findings later this year. Our mayor says, nice try. It's after the launch of Victorian town Mildura's latest tourism campaign this week, rebranding as Tropical North Victoria, launching a cheeky new campaign featuring Shane Jacobson. Its mayor says Mildura has more sunny days than the Sunshine Coast, but Coast Mayor Rosanna Natoli has been quick to snap back.
We have our World Heritage listed national parks, fantastic food, and the weather is perfect year round. Can you beat that? Really? Like I said, nice try.
And some of the coast lifesavers will be joining others from across the southeast in going bush. The group will head inland to visit primary school students as part of the Beach to Bush program. It provides students with an interactive session that teaches vital surf safety messages that they can apply to water safety in general, including in rivers, dams, and creeks.